Lecture two. So we're now on to the first major topic, which is colloids. Colloids then are an example of a type of dispersed system. So we're going to look at several dispersed systems. The overarching reason for looking at them is to understand colloids, but we look at the other ones so that you become familiar with the fact that there are many dispersed systems out there. A definition of a dispersed system, we have dispersed particles, which we're going to call a dispersed phase, dispersed into a dispersion medium, which is a homogeneous medium that will be a fluid. This has been an area that's been largely abandoned for many years. So back in 1900, Oswald, who's a famous sort of guy, Oswald writes in, what he's known for, he described this as the world of neglected dimensions. It's a too hard area that everybody puts out of sight. The reason is coarse dispersions, everybody's comfortable with these. You can collect a coarse dispersion on a standard filter paper. Molecular dispersions, chemists have worked with these for a long period of time. You're looking now at particles smaller than 10 nanometers. They'll go through a straight filter. These coarse dispersions you can look at under an optical microscope. Chemists have got tools for probing the structure of molecular dispersions and looking at exactly how a molecule looks without any difficulty. Sitting in the middle are colloids. So these guys, then the particle size by definition is 1 micrometres to 10 nanometres, so just slightly bigger than molecular dispersions and smaller than coarse dispersions. These guys will go straight through a standard filter paper. We can use an ultra filter to trap them. These guys then, you can see them with an electron microscope, whereas a molecular dispersion, you won't see them with an electron microscope. A colloid, though, can't be visualised with a regular optical microscope. Now, the insert up here, we have got a box which is called a HEPA filter. These ones, when people are having the issues with terrorists putting little paper envelopes with nasty viruses in a few years back, these were selling like hotcakes in the US. The reason is these things are able to suck in air, pick out those sort of very small particles, which are viral particles, and then pass clean air back into the room. Now what's going on inside a HEPA filter? We have got a filter membrane, and the filter membrane here is then designed so that it will pick up particles inside the colloidal size range. So 1 micrometre to 10 nanometres is what we're looking for, and so we find in the case of the HEPA filter, it's picking up particles bigger than 0.3 of a micron. Now, just to indicate that, chemists really are able to play with atoms and molecules quite easily, here's a classic picture from some years back where people have put xenon atoms onto a graphite surface. So the graphite's in black and the white spots are the xenon atoms. They've used one of these microscopes called a scanning tunneling microscope. The tip of the microscope carries quite a high charge. They bring it near a xenon atom and they're able to push it. So the engineers then at IBM were able to successfully push all of those xenon atoms and make the sign of an IBM into the surface on graphite using 5 nanometer xenon atoms.